This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Craig Hartman is the chef here at Fawcett's Hall, and he joins me live at the beautiful table here on the terrace overlooking the golf course. How are you? Happy summer.
I'm doing great. You?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
I'm so happy that you're out here. It's about time.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just get really thankful. In fact, sometimes I take the culinary staff, I make them stop. We just walk outside, we sit down. We
catch your breath?
Yeah, we chat. And
now, I've worked in many kitchens, nothing on par with what you do, but
of course.
I have worked in some kitchens in my lifetime, and it can get very stressful.
It gets a little stressful, yeah. That's one of the fun parts about it.
Yeah, it is actually fun. When you come through the point where you're getting through the weeds and you're coming up out of the weeds, boy, that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
The weeds, yeah.
When that TV show came on, I thought there was going to be a kitchen show, The Weeds,
yeah.
But it was a little different.
It's such a great feeling when the tickets start to clear off the wheel and they're going out and the food and it looks good. And yeah, it's such a great feeling. You can restock and clean really quick and get ready for the next push.
It's very challenging, and it's just, like, it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like athletics. You know, every day you're in a game, and you really have to make it work. And you train everybody like an athlete, and we work and we move, and everything has to be timed right for a perfect night. And when it goes well, we feel really good about it. You know? And
yeah.
I'm like the Joe Paterno of the culinary.
There you go. Of course you are. Craig Hartman is chef at Fawcett's here at Keswick Hall, and Restaurant Week is going on. The very first Restaurant Week here in Charlottesville, which my good friend Hoss Prince at the Hook, he helped bring to life with the cooperation and leadership of folks like you who got involved and said, "Hey, this sounds like a great idea. Let's do this." Tell folks how that's going.
Well, Restaurant Week is going really well. We've been sold out every night for Restaurant Week,
and
we sold out over a week ahead. Basically, you get a 3-course dinner here for $25, and of course, you have to pay for any wine or beer or liquor that you get, and you know, leave a tip if you think you've had good service. But $25 is a nice deal, and we have some beautiful food. And in fact, we have created an encore week. We like it so much. And the encore week, one more week, starting Monday, this coming Monday through Sunday the 26th, will be $35 a person. But we've added some courses. You get a Mignardise course after dessert, which is like chocolate.
And that's unique, Craig, to Fawcett's, right? I mean, this
isn't
across the board for everybody involved in Restaurant Week.
Because, you know, we had so many people calling that were disappointed they couldn't get in. We opened it up because we hate turning people away, and so a lot of those people have booked for next week, so next week is filling up, so it's just been great. It really has.
Now, what's the phone number? How can people call to get reservations at Fawcett's for this extension of Restaurant Week?
They call 979-3440, and make a reservation. We open at 6 o'clock, last seating 9:30, and we have some great things. I brought some crab cakes out because I'm putting these crab cakes on next week's Restaurant Week Encore menu.
That looks so
good. And I know you hate those, so
yeah,
I brought some for you to eat.
I just hate seafood, don't I, Craig?
I know. It's a tough thing. And but you know what?
Yummy.
The other thing is people can come out every day of the week here because we're open to the public, and also where we're sitting is part of our Villa Crawford bar, and it has this beautiful veranda, and you can come out here and just get a burger, or you can just buy a glass of wine and a little cheese plate and sit outside here. So it's actually extremely reasonable. You just come sit down, have a drink.
This is one of the most beautiful places in Central Virginia is to sit right here.
It is
absolutely, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's open. You don't have to be a member or anything, none of that stuff. Just come on out, park your car, and we're like 5 minutes from town. That's what's so great.
We're becoming a favorite place. Some of the people who come here all the time do not want me to talk about it because, but we have...
Don't tell anybody, Craig.
We have several restaurant owners from the downtown mall area who come here 3 and 4 nights a week after their...
Restaurant owners. Where they come to...
And they come hang out here.
Dinner.
So if you have a complaint about any of those restaurants, you get down here, buy a burger. Actually, I have to do these really great burgers in the Fawcett's, in the Villa Crawford bar here. They're made from Griffin's Aerie beef, which is grass-fed, and it's from Crozet. So it's 100% grass-fed Devonshire cattle, and grass-fed beef actually has amazing health qualities.
Does it taste different than the mass-produced chemical steroid kind of beef that you get?
It's it's hard to say, but the texture is very meaty. It's almost like eating a chopped steak instead of a really soft piece of beef. And but it has a lot of the terroir flavor. You know, you can really yeah. tell that it's artisan meat. And but you know, you can get these little crab cakes. We have shrimp up here. We got Cobb salads and chop salads. And
he is the man. He's Chef Craig Hartman, and he's joined us live here on the terrace at Keswick Hall, overlooking the golf course and the pool. We're broadcasting live today on Charlottesville right now, and we're honored to be out here. It's always a special occasion for us. Chef, tell us some thoughts about cooking in the summer, because I was hoping you could share with us some of your wisdom sure. of summer cooking.
Well, summertime is the best. It's just great. I mean, first of all, the produce is unbelievable. You go down to the markets that are here in Charlottesville and the outlying areas, and you know, you find beautiful, right now, tomatoes. Corn will soon be here. Peaches, apricots, nectarines right now, plums, all kinds of herbs and lettuces and things. So, I mean, this time of the year is just a great time of the year. So I think I love summer because it's a lot of simple cooking. You can throw together beautiful salads. You know, you can just grill an ear of corn, or just steam it or cut it off raw, make a salsa.
How do you grill? Like, if I go buy, like, corn, like, I like that that Virginia white corn on the cob.
Yeah.
It's real sweet.
Well,
there's
two ways to do it. First, you can just shuck it, you know. Take all the silk off and just rub it with a little olive oil, salt, pepper. And not too much, because, you know, olive oil tend to burn. You get kind of a petroleum flavor. And just throw it on your grill and just brown it on all sides
a little bit. You don't have to wrap it in anything?
No, you don't have to. But my favorite way is to pull the husk down, leave that big, the big knot on the bottom, you know, from the stem where it's more pulled up. Pull the husk down,
yeah.
Take all the silk out, and then rub it with, like, a garlic butter. Pull the husk back up over it, take a couple pieces off, and tie some knots around it, you know, like three, and then put it in water and let it soak in water for a couple hours. You throw that on the grill, and as that water cooks out of the husk, it steams the corn inside along with the butter. As it's melting, steams the corn, then you pull that off, and it kind of burns on the outside, but when you open it up, the corn is just pristine and beautiful. That is the best.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that is the best. That's a piece of corn that you will die for.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's unbelievable.
So you unwrap it enough to put a little garlic butter on it.
Just pull everything down and allow that husk to stay on the stem that's at the bottom of the corn. And pull, of course, all the little silk pieces off. Rub it with a lot of butter, but not melted butter. So, you know, when you rub it, the butter kind of sticks on with the garlic and herbs. And then you pull that husk over and grab a couple of those husk ears, and you can tie just around to hold the husk on to the corn and put it in water. And this husk soaks up a lot of water. It's very porous. So when you put it on the grill, it steams like crazy. But of course, the outside leaves burn.
Yeah.
But inside, the butter melts, and it steams, and the water steams. And, man, that's some good
eating. How long do you leave that on, then?
I leave it on until it's almost burnt all the way around. That's just kind of my thing. If it's burnt all
the way
around,
then you know it's done inside.
And then you take it off and you put them on a tray, take them. People pull all the burnt part off, and then inside they have this jewel. And, you know, sweet corn. Sweet corn is...
I love that Virginia sweet corn.
Yeah, that is
That's
so
yummy
good.
Stuff.
And then some just easy sliced tomatoes with salt, pepper, and then some balsamico traditional, which is the balsamic vinegar, the real one that comes in the little bottle. A little bit of that drizzled over top of there. Man, I'm in heaven. If I had those two things. And a crab cake. Yeah, good time of the year for crabs. So,
Craig Hartman is chef here at Fawcett's. We're broadcasting live from Keswick Hall. Do you have any advice about how you get all that? I always call it the hair of the corn. You said it's the silk.
That's a
nicer way to put it.
Yeah.
Is there any easy way to get all that stuff out of there? Because I when I go to eat my corn, I feel like I never... There's always something I didn't get.
Pulling them out of your teeth and everything.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, when you're husking the corn, if you can get a hold of that silk on the top when you're pulling down, you'll pull most of it off with the husk. But you know, once you have it open, you just kind of take a light brush, and you can brush out towards the point. And because little pieces stay in between these rows of kernels,
so if you
do that, it'll pop them right out.
So brush
it. A little light brush.
Okay.
That'll come right out. But I'll tell you, corn raw is fantastic. You just cut it off. You know, mix it with a little olive oil and some lemon juice, some tomatoes and onions.
Yeah.
You have a great, great little salad.
Now, you were with us last summer sharing some wisdom about grilling. Can you refresh us? I remember you telling us that the big mistake people make when they grill out is that most people don't get their grill hot enough. They get in there too quickly and try to grill, and it's not hot enough yet.
If you have a gas grill, put it on the preheat stage and shut the lid and let it go for like 30 minutes. Let that thing get hot. I mean, you want that thing hot. And then you open it up. You know, you can turn it on high or whatever and do your grilling process. Because when a grill's not hot, it just sits there and just, the food just kind of steams. It doesn't get any caramelization on it. And listen, those things are made to be hot, those grills. They're made to be hot. They're not. There's no way that grill is going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
And if it does, then you take it back, get your money back, because grills are made to be on fire. And if it's a charcoal or a wood grill, put a good amount of charcoal on there. Start it in a pyramid. You lay your charcoal pieces in a pyramid shape, light the bottom of it, and when everything turns that nice kind of gray with the orange glow, you spread it out and get your grates really hot, and then go ahead and start grilling. Now, if you don't want them to stick, what I like to do is take an onion, cut it in half, and put a fork in the in the round part of the half, and then stick like a grill fork right in the half of an onion, and sit that onion in some olive oil, and it kind of soaks into the onion, and then you take that onion and rub it on your grill. First of all, your hand won't be too close because your grill's hot, but it will actually, you know, spread that oil out on the grates, but at the same time flavor your grates with that onion, and then you throw your fish or whatever on there.
Oh, that's a great idea. I've never heard of that. So get a big onion and soak it in a little olive oil.
I cut it in half. Kind of so that it shows the rings,
right?
Not the other direction where it doesn't show the rings. And then in the half that has probably, let's say, the little core piece, stick a fork in there and it'll stay. And then you get a little dish of seasoned olive oil. Stick that open side of the onion into the olive oil, and it'll soak into all the pores. Then you take that, and with your fork, you just rub it all over the grate.
Sounds great. That sounds great.
You know, instead of using, like, spray or Pam or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
Because that will start on fire. Sometimes you do that on purpose just for fun. But do not do that at home.
We're talking with Craig Hartman. He is the chef out here at Fawcett's. You come on out here and have a fantastic time. They have extended their restaurant week starting Monday. And you can get reservations now, so give them a call. And the number again is
979-3440.
There you go. How about burgers? Everybody's grilling out burgers this summer.
Yeah.
What's the best way, your advice, some good burger recipes?
Well, I think, you know, it's nice to just have a plain burger, but I think, you know, this time of the year, if you put some of these nice fresh herbs, some thyme and rosemary, throw some garlic in there, a little bit of tomato product. It could be like a little ketchup or your favorite barbecue sauce. And then patty them out, and you get those on the hot side of the grill and get them nice and brown, but then move them to the lower side of the grill to finish. If you're doing a big, let's say a 10-ounce or 12-ounce burger, you don't want to cook them so fast that they shrink up to nothing, but you do want to get them nice and caramelized. So we caramelize them, we move them to the cooler side.
And caramelized means what exactly?
Nice and brown on the outside.
Okay.
Just searing all the meat, but move it to the lower side of your grill and close the lid and let them kind of roast, and they get that kind of smoky. So as the juices are coming off onto the coals or onto your gas grates, it creates its own smoke, and that's really good flavor. That's what we call that fonds, or not fonds like fonzarelli, but F-O-N-D. It's the
fond.
It is the hydrolyzed protein that just falls off there, and it hits, and that protein actually has really great flavor, and it sends up the smoke, and then you have a really great burger.
And that smoke gets in all the meat that's on the grill, right?
Yeah. And then you open it up, you know, put the cheese on for a minute, put it on it has to be a good bun. I mean, a really good bun. And actually, low calorie wise, slather that bun with butter and then grill it a little bit.
You know what I used to cook when I was in restaurants, and it was my own little recipe, was I like to take a 5-ounce chicken breast and cook it, and right before it's done, you put a big thick tomato slice on top of it on the grill.
Yeah, that's
let the tomato cook a little bit, get a little warm and real juicy and soft, and then you take a big hunk of cheddar and put it on top of the tomato so it melts over the tomato and swallows up the tomato around the chicken. So it doesn't fall off. And it was the one way I could come up with, because my tomato kept falling off of my chicken. So the melted cheese would hold it onto the chicken. And, boy, that was good.
Wow. Well, I was just thinking about that chicken on the on the cartoon. What was his name? Redfoot or something. He says, I say, boy.
Yeah, right?
I say, I get to see your little restaurant. I say, coy. I say, coy.
Now, what about,
how about that chicken sandwich?
What about grilling chicken? You like to grill chicken much?
Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you what, there's a sauce that they use, you know, like the clubs, you know, on the side of the road, you know, when they make that, they take like cinder blocks and they make these grills. And
yeah.
Drive, you can smell it everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that sauce was actually invented by Dr. Robert Baker, who was a professor of agriculture at Cornell University. And I know this because I worked at Cornell. And basically, he thought that they said that people weren't eating chicken in the 30s and 40s. They were, you know, it was like a Sunday thing, like turkey or something like that. So they wanted to figure out a way. Well, he made this sauce where you take vinegar and eggs and oil and spices, marinate the chicken a little bit in it, throw it on the grill and brush it while it's cooking. And it has really the greatest flavor. So all of these clubs, I mean, from New York all the way down through here, Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs, fire departments. And you can make that. And I'll tell you what, if people email me at chefhartman@yahoo.com, I'll send them the recipe for that same sauce to put on your chicken. And basically, you brush it on your chicken a little bit, you know, an hour ahead. But then, as it's cooking, you keep brushing it, and it creates this fire. And you can interchange oil with butter. You can start messing with. But I'll tell you, this is the greatest chicken. It stays moist. The flavor is good, and the skin. I mean, a lot of people don't eat the skin anymore, but man.
Now, what's the secret to grilling a good chicken? Because, and like, when do you put on that sauce, right? When you put it on the grill, or do you wait?
We put some on right before, and it goes on. This flares up. This is a fire sauce. I mean, it'll flare up. You don't get worried about it. And then after the flaring goes down, you just take a brush, keep brushing it, turn it over. What you always start with the skin side down when you're grilling chicken.
Oh,
now,
okay.
if it's skinless chicken, doesn't matter. Just, you know, put it on and keep brushing it, because the skin actually helps to keep chicken moist. So if you don't have skin, it's better if you have something that you can brush your chicken with.
So while it's cooking, always be brushing on this marinade sauce.
Right. So you're brushing it on, flipping it, brushing it. And chicken, you know, you want to cook chicken to 165 degrees internal if you have a thermometer.
165.
That is the Virginia state and almost national rule for poultry. So 165 internal. But chicken and other meats carry over 15 degrees. So if you cook it to 150 and then take it off in 2 or 3 minutes, it'll carry over to 165. So if you take it to 165, it'll carry over to 180. So people that use thermometers, they usually have chicken that's dry and beat up. And that's the reason is because they pull it off at the temperature. You pull it off 15 degrees earlier, it carries over because the cold air hits the outside of the meat and forces the hot air in. So it keeps cooking. So you've got to think about that carryover cooking.
There you go.
That's a secret that all the people can take, and their guests will say, wow.
And what's the email address again for folks to reach you?
ChefHartman@Yahoo. Easy, right?
Chef Hartman.
H-A-R-T-M-A-N.
@Yahoo.com.
Yep.
There you go. And he's out here at Fawcett's. Come on out and say hello. Extended restaurant week,
the encore session.
The encore session of restaurant week begins on Monday. You can get reservations now by calling Fawcett's here at Keswick Hall. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I always love being with you, and have fun eating these.
We're going to dig into them during this break.
Good.
This looks terrific.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.